This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Swope killed his dribble, skips it over to Jimerson. Quick pop, one touch, one shot, bang!
Guys are locked in. He took the double team.
Swope on the dribble. Swope, a little hesitation to the elbow. Open space in the middle of the floor in the paint. Robbie wants an NBA shot. Bang! Oh, Robbie, having a night.
Yes, baby.
My goodness. I mean, it is March, folks, and the Billikens sure played like it. Welcome back. Tom Ackerman with you. And this Billiken Report is sponsored by Royal Banks of Missouri. We are pleased to be joined live by the head coach of the St. Louis University Billikens, Josh Schertz. Good morning, coach.
Morning, Tom. How's it going?
Going great. 98-67. The win, SLU beats Loyola and moves into a third-place tie in the Atlantic 10 with Loyola and Dayton and St. Joseph's. Quite a win. I know you're proud of everything that went on last night and yesterday.
Yeah, no, it was our most complete, obviously, team performance of the year. Did a good job on both ends, of course. Basketball is like that. We've talked a lot about throughout the year, shooting variance and just thought certainly was awesome to see the ball go in at that level. 18 threes, but it was the force we played with, the way we shared the ball, the way we, ball and body movement, the way we generated those shots. And then it obviously, when you got guys like Gibb and et cetera, Robbie, Swope, on and on, Amari, at the tail end of those, that was good. So makes you look good.
It does. I heard two things in those radio calls. One, I heard drawing a double, and the other one, I heard Robbie from long distance. That sounded like a confidence shot to me, and then the other one is just feeling the double coming. That is a big part of your offense, isn't it, is feeling that and finding the open man.
Yeah, anytime you can, the key offensively, and there's various ways to do it, but you're always trying to attack, play with great force, and punch gaps in the space. And so whether that's driving the basketball, posting it, rolls, cutting, you're trying to make sure you're putting pressure on the rim, you're creating, engaging that low man in help, and then you're playing advantage basketball behind that and then making the right reads. And, we did a lot of good things yesterday in terms of, driving the ball. We got some good rolls. Robbie's post game was probably the best way we got, pressure on the rim, because they're obviously we're switching, putting smaller guys on them. Rob's gotten much better and much more comfortable in those dribble downs against smaller guys, drawing the double team. And then, once he puts two to the ball, he's such an elite passer, and he's making those passes, making those reads. And we were able to get some skip opposite threes, able to get some cuts for Kalu for layups, and a lot of good things happened. But did it in a variety of ways. But, as you said, once you get two to the ball, which is the whole key to offense, then it's just the decision-making, comes behind that.
It has been quite a run here as the Billikens have put together a 98-67 win over Loyola. I know we're going to focus on it. We'll talk a lot of offense here. We're going to focus on 98. It's a big number. But I wanted to ask you about your team defensively and how they have looked from that standpoint.
Yeah, I think we've been getting better and better all year long. It's something where I would say early in the year, you know, through the first, 11 games or so, I thought we were pretty horrific on that end of the floor. And, and defense requires so many different things, but energy and commitment and discipline to game plan are at the top of those lists, right? You know, competitiveness, communication, connectivity. Defense is really about a lot of invisible plays that, people don't see or talk about, or whether that's ball pressure, deflections, blowing up ball screens, being pulled in. I mean, you go through a gazillion things. A lot of what happens on that end of the floor is nuanced and probably lost to most people, not box score validation. Our commitment level on that end of the floor all year has been growing. The game plan yesterday, how we guarded them, was something we hadn't done. So for our guys to be able to take that in a one-day prep, because we didn't practice Wednesday, we didn't practice Thursday, we just did some skill development and film, and to really do it in a one-day prep and then be able to go out and execute it, I think that just shows the growth that we're having across the board. It wasn't, we obviously never going to play perfect, but we did that about as well as you could do on a one-day prep, and all across the board, our commitment level, our energy level, the commitment to the invisible plays, the discipline to the game plan of what we're doing defensively, because we're very much, we're going to game plan for a specific team. We have, of course, a base of what we're going to do, but then it's nuanced to how we're going to guard in a particular opponent, and guys have gotten much better in that area.
I wanted to ask you about that prep time. Last time I talked to you was after that loss to Loyola. I know that was a tough one, and then you had a full week before you hosted Rhode Island. Was that beneficial? Did you get healthy? Was there anything good that came out of that, being able to take a breath after those three straight losses?
I thought it was huge for us. I think we were tired at the end of that, more so mentally than physically. I know, we're playing guys a lot of minutes and whatever, but, it wasn't really that as much as it. I think there was a mental fatigue. We had, gone on a 7-game stretch where we played 4 on the road. Our 3 home games were, against at the time the 3 top teams in the league, VCU, Mason, and Dayton. We'd gone on, I think we played, we had traveled a bunch and had some longer road trips. And anyways, I thought it was just a great time to reset. And we told guys to get away. We lost that Saturday. And, and we gave them off Sunday, Monday, and then did some skill development Tuesday, and didn't really get back into practice until Wednesday. It was, I guess, a Friday game. So we took off Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and came back Tuesday. And we had a 4-day ramp up to Rhode Island. And we just thought about coming back. Hey, this is a new season. It's a break. It's a chance to rest, rejuvenate, fill our cups back up. And then, a 4-day, really our last big practice block of the season, let's attack this new season, 5 games. Once we, when we had whatever 16, 17 days, we came back, to the rest of the regular season, 5 games, whole new season. Let's attack this. We still control our own destiny.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Destiny for everything that we want to do outside of winning a regular season championship. Let's refocus on that. And I thought our guys are doing a really good job of attacking the new season. You know, with a 5-game stretch, we're 3-0, and there's two more big ones in front of us.
You got a big one against Davidson. Man, oh, man, is that a win. I mean, really, really special. You're down by 13, I do believe. Yeah, you were down 13 with 6.5 to go and rallied for the victory. And you know what, Coach Schertz, you had Isaiah Swope with 23, a big, big day. He doesn't shoot as well yesterday, but he gathers 7 rebounds. You know, you're always finding a way to contribute. In that Davidson game, Jimerson didn't shoot the ball all that well, and then he erupts for 9 yesterday. It just shows you that trio, I know there are more outside of it, but that trio of Avila, Swope, and Jimerson, if you can get one or two of them going, you got a great chance.
Yeah, I mean, when you got 3 guys that are that prolific offensively, you hope to have, you know, at least 2 going at the same time. You know, in the first half at Davidson, it was only Isaiah Swope. I think we had 18 points and he had 14. So if we were 2 for 18 as a team, besides him. You know, Gibb had some good looks. They didn't go in. Robbie had a couple decent looks. So we looked really slow and lethargic offensively in the first half. I thought our defense, you know, kept us in. We talked about that defensively. You know, we've really made a big jump from December to now, post-Christmas to now, in terms of that end of the floor. And, you know, you go into halftime, we had 18 points. I don't know if I've ever seen a worse offensive half from a team of mine. And we're only down 9 points. And and as you said, you know, Swope, some big shots. We're down 51-38 with 6.5 to go. And this team has shown, you said, you know, it can be maddening at times, you know, stuff we do, turnovers, get loose in different parts of the game, some mental errors. But, you know, what makes them fun to coach is I know they care deeply. They don't play perfect, but they have perfect intentions when they play. And they're going to play you now to the final whistle. And, I mean, just big play after big play in that last 6.5 minutes. Closed the game on a 19-5 run. And, you know, Amari with a couple of huge baskets. Robbie hadn't made a 3. You know, he makes a big 3. Gibson was like 1 for 10. He makes a huge one. Swope makes a big one in the final 40 seconds. We get a ton of stops. And then, obviously, you know, get the ball to Rob there on the last play. And, I mean, he makes an incredible shot over, under Reed Bailey to put us up. And you know, you come take one. But that's, you know, we've done that a couple times now. You know, UMass, Richmond, and Davidson are 3 games that I think we had a 90-plus percent chance on the analytics to lose down big late and rally back and find a way to win. And, you know, that's a credit to our guys and their competitive spirit, their competitive will. And I think that's something you can build with a championship DNA. And we're starting to see some signs of that here in this, you know, post-Christmas run.
It's March, and here you go. I mean, you're in the postseason picture again, but a different situation than last year. Last year, you captured America's attention. You were wrongfully left out of the NCAA tournament. I will say that emphatically. You should have been an at-large after losing in Arch Madness, but they didn't let you in, and you went on to the NIT final. Now you have people's attention again, but it's different. You control your own destiny. You're not getting a lot of help, but you're there, tied for third. With Dayton, and I mentioned with St. Joseph's and Loyola, you can finish the deal and really put some heat on this conference.
Absolutely. You know, March is there's nothing better than playing high-stakes games in March. You know, we've been going since June. You know, it's when we really gear up. I think June 2nd, 9 months ago, was the opening practice. And, you know, you work, you know, one of the things we talk about, you know, in our program, we have 2 goals every year. One's to play to our standard every single time we put the jersey on. And that's really the micro goal. And we got to, you know, you develop into that. You know, what's your standard? Do you play to that every time you go out there? And then the second goal, which is more macro, is to be at our very best when it matters most. And when it matters most is now, you know, and starting now and on into the postseason. Elimination time comes for every team. It doesn't matter if it's in your conference tournament or the NCAA tournament. Elimination time does come. And, you know, you can have a great season, you know, if you perform in the regular season, win a championship. I think no matter what happens in the postseason. You know, it's a great season, but I don't think you can have a special season unless you perform in the postseason. And so I think, you know, as we're getting down here to the end of February, into March, when you're playing high stakes games, and we've been playing high stakes games here since we came back from the bye week, and we're going to have two more, and then you go into DC. This is what you want. There's a pressure to play up to your standards, to play to your identity, to do it consistently, to find ways to win, and you know. That's what you want. That's why you work as hard as we do, and you know, it's for this level of competition, and put yourself out there and continue to find ways to get through the competition together. And that's what you know, it's what we want. And it doesn't get any easier this week. I mean, Dayton's going to be a bear. You know, it'll be 13,000 plus in there, and then you know, a really good Duquesne team at home. But you know, it wasn't easy with Rhode Island and at Davidson and Loyola, and so. You know, this league, you know, it's every single game you got to be ready to answer the bell. That's the one thing in the A-10. There's not a night that you don't, you know, you got to answer the bell every single night, and every single night's a fight.
The great basketball town of Dayton, Ohio. I know that'll be a lot of fun to see those two go head-to-head. SLU at Dayton on Tuesday night at 6. We'll have it on KMOX. Can't wait. Thank you very much for the time. As always, it's a pleasure. And congratulations on a dominant win yesterday against Loyola. Good luck in Dayton.
Appreciate it, Tom. Appreciate you having me on, and we'll talk here next week and see you guys on Tuesday night.
Yep, and then I'll see you in person Saturday night when the Billikens have their home finale against Duquesne. That is Coach Josh Schertz. Always a pleasure to have him, sponsored by Royal Banks of Missouri. When we come back, Blues Hockey Talk with Joey Vitale, Blues broadcaster, next.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.